Parei Kudvok. Tonight we're skipping, we're moving forward. We're going to be skipping to Simen Shin Nun Vav. In between talks about Kinyane Gneva, Vishini, other issues, not as practical. I guess Shin Nun Vav, we're going to just also only do the first Sif in Miat Shem and Shin Nun Vav, and then there's Vaita. From now on, I guess it'll be a little more Negeya, because Baruch Hashem, most of us don't deal with Gneva, so it's more limit Shalamanas Lasais. But tonight's halacha is very much Negea Manas Lasais as well, even though we're not the Ganovim, as we'll see. And there's a lot here, it's a leichtish here, but Yetshem, for the remaining of Hilchos Gneva, it should be more Negea. All right, let's start. Shin and Vav. Also, liknei shum dava mea ganav, va hakoina mea ganav mefursa ma'ena mefursa ma'boyud seifim. Let's see. Zakto machava. Also, liknois me'aganav ha'chefet she'gonav va'ovin gadol hu. You're not allowed to steal from a ganav the chefet that he actually stole. Va'ovin gadol hu, and it's a terrible avera. Sharei maksik yidei oivra avera, because you're being maksik yidei oivra avera by you buying from him. We'll see what that means. But you're being maksik his yadav. You're giving him credit, you're helping him. And second, it seems, and also you're now causing him to steal in the future. Because if he would not find somewhere to sell off the goods to, if he would not be able to find you as a lokei achenu goinev, there's no purpose for him to steal. Why would he bother stealing for? He doesn't need the cheres, he wants to make money. So he steals with the intention he's going to sell it to you or to other buyers. If there are no buyers, then he cannot steal.
Why didn't you consider him as continuing the ganaiva?
Who, the buyer?
The buyer.
Excellent kasha. It's an excellent kasha. We're going to get to it shortly. About. Hold on. First, let's understand. So far the Maccabi says, now let us steal, also, now let a buy, also liknas miagana v'chefet shegana v'oven godolhu. And it's a terrible avera. And what seems to be the Maccabi is giving two reasons. One, you're being maxing the avera, and second, you're causing him to be ganaiva in the future. Grado Dorach Hashukim points out that the Loshon Atur might be mashma that you're not allowed to buy from him anything. Lav dafka the chefetz that's gone. Means I know that he stole this item, but I shouldn't be aiding and assisting him in any which way, and I shouldn't be buying other stuff from him either. But the Loshon Rambam the Machaba seems not like that. The Rambam says, Machaba says only ha chefetz shegonav, that chefetz that he stole. You know it's stolen goods. You shouldn't be buying these stolen goods. And this is Maisim B'choyoyim. Basically, if you walk up Fifth Avenue or whatever, anywhere in Manhattan, and you have these guys selling stuff, a lot of them are stolen goods, and you should not be buying from them. It could be pretty obvious from the price that they're selling it to you that it's stolen goods. It could be obvious from the nature of the packaging that it's stolen goods. Unfortunately, this happens all too often. My wife's grandfather, which is basically the Klein family, the Bond family, so they had a younger brother. There was a bunch of brothers, Martin, Steph, I mean, here in Lakewood, like every building's one another brother. But there was even a younger brother who they brought over, never went through the war, and they brought over to America. And he started to work in the factory. And he wasn't, let's say, one of the shutfim, but he was one of the workers. He started off just doing deliveries. So he's going to do a delivery of a truckload full of chocolates. And right before they do the delivery, they buy the store, they open up the carton, and they pull out a few of these boxes, a few bags of chocolate, and they flip to each one of the delivery boys. They flip one, including my great uncle. They flip one of these boxes. They close the carton, and then they deliver the carton. And he looks at them, what are you doing? He said, no, this is what we do. This is the modus operandi is you take one, you skim each carton, because the buyer will never notice anyway, because it's thousands of boxes, thousands, you know, thousands of boxes of chocolate, they don't have. You skim each thing, and then you collect them until finally you can make a delivery of your own, and then now you just delivered your own shipment, then you'll be able to make money. They didn't realize that he was the brother of the owners of the company. But this is Maizim V'Choyim. Unfortunately, this happens all too often, and you now let a buy goods. Now there, it's very difficult to know. How are you supposed to know? But all of a sudden, you're not getting an invoice from the company. You're getting some type of fly-by-night type of piece of paper, then you realize that this is not legit. All right. So you now let a boy. Now, why aren't you allowed a boy? Like the Machabe says, what is Maksik Yidei Ve'aver? What does that mean? So it seems that there are a few different biurim what Maksik Yidei Ve'aver is.
Either a boy makes a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. The Mepharshim say it doesn't make a difference whether the Ganif is a Goy or a Yid. Right, because a Goy is also Mitzvah. In Zayin Mitzvah, he's now let us deal. So you'll have the same Maxik, the Ovi Avrei, and the same Lifnei Iva of Goyim, like Lignav, Gnev, Zacharis, whether the Ganif is a Yid or a Goy. And then some even point out it doesn't make a difference, could be even if the Nignav is a Yid or a Goy. Because you still have the problem that you're being maxik the Avi Areya and Goyim the Ganav to steal more in the future. It means even though, let's say, the Nignav was a Goy, so it's already an Aveda and it's whatever, and it's for you, it would be mutter, let's say, to get involved once it's an Aveda Zakum, but by you buying from a Ganav, you're still being maxik the Avi Areya of the Ganav. You're still being maxik, and you're still being Goyim the Lignav Ganav. It's okay, so for that it would be also. So really, it doesn't make a difference, Yid or Goy. Belina, that maybe we'll see when we do a smas and cotton base, maybe there is a nafkamina between a Yid or a Goy. Okay, we'll see. But the Paiskim say there's no nafkamina. So what is Maxik Dei Ve'Avera? So what I gleaned from the Paiskim here and other places, it seems that there are numerous pshatim what Maxik Dei Ve'Avera is. What is this issa called Maxik Dei Ve'Avera? So let's start off. First of all, the Gemara in Bava Basra Nun Aleph and Mebei says, Yinala bi Mekabel Pekdoinis, from women, avodim, a few list of individuals that it's understood, or at least we could entertain, that it's not her own item or not the Eved's own item. Generally, avodim don't own items, women don't own items. So Pasha, she's really taking the item from her husband. The Rashbam's lashon is, they stole from the husbands. By you taking it from them, you're being misayeya them in their avera. And if you would not accept it from them, they, the women, would, but the less brave, they have nowhere to pawn it off. They'll have to take the item and give it back to their husbands. That's what the Rashbam says. So it sounds like that if you wouldn't get involved, you would undo their chet in the first place. They would, but the last brayer, undo their gneve and give it back. If you look in the Levush and Evan Ezra and Simon Peivav Sif Aleph, when he brings down that halacha, the Levush says, Mamish like the Rashbam, but he likes to even these words. When you take stuff from women, why? When she sees shame, mekabla neimena takzirenu lushas baila, she'll have to return it to her husband's rishas. So you're being misayaya and being maxik deva evera in that you're taking it from them. So bazai here too, you could explain that also liknis meaganev. Why? Because if you wouldn't buy it from them and they would have nowhere to pawn it off, they would pashtis. I mean, not pashtis, but they would return it back to their nigdam. Because why get in trouble? They can't get rid of it, and they have nowhere to make profit from it. They have no use out of it. They'll give it back to the nigdam.
That's no hechruf, because by the woman, you could say it's easier. She'll give it back to her husband.
Correct.
The ganav, he's not going to give it back.
Correct. However, the mashmois of the Chubis Chavis Yor and Simon Reish Tes is like what I just told you. It sounds like we have a few diyukim there that he learned that this Magdad de Averer means this, that if you wouldn't buy it from the ganav would give it back to the nignav.
Say if you won't give it back, then it has nothing to do with this?
That's this issa, the first issa called Magdad de Averer. It means now we have two shlavim. Magdad de Averer on the past, that if you wouldn't get involved, he would return it. And v'gam garim lo lignav geis acheris, in the future, you're going to cause him to steal in the future. So you have two different isurim involved. And it could be it's mashmai to the sma as well, because you look in the sma sef cotton aleph, on this dinner, in maxik dei ve'avera, it's like the sma, the gemara amu mashal al zeh, the gemara in kedushin, the amri inchi lo achbera ganav elechura ganav. A rat or a mouse doesn't steal, it's the hole that he's going to deposit the cheese in, that's what steals. It's the hole in the wall that steals. So what is this?
The opportunity,
right? So somewhere to carry through with the Gnev is what steals. So what does the Sma mean? So you could say the Sma means maybe in the future, that therefore you're going to be going with the Lignav Gnev Zacharis in the future by doing this. But Sma puts it out over here on the first Halach, on the first Issa called Maxik Dei Ve'Avera. It sounds like it's going on this, not on the next Shlav, going with the Lignav Gnev Zacharis. And really it's a Medrash. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, it's just a beautiful story, but basically there was a Shulton who punished all the buyers from the Ganovim, but he didn't punish the Ganovim. The din in the land was, anyone who buys from Ganov is punished, but not the Ganovim. And people who are melizin alav, that he's a shaiti, he doesn't know what he's paskining, the people who buy did nothing wrong. But the Ganovim were the ones who did wrong. He should punish the Ganovim and not the buyers. So what he did was, the Medrash goes and he said he made a cruise and he called everyone to the theater, to the stadium, and he called everyone there, and they showed a mice, a bunch of, they put cheese in the middle of the stadium, a bunch of rats, a mouse, mice, whatever, and they went and they stole the cheese and they ran away and they ran into the walls under the you know, the boundaries of the stadium, and they're gone. Sent them home. Then the next day, he again called them to the stadium. Everyone has to come to the stadium. They came to him again, the cheese in the middle, again the mice. And this time they stole. But now when they ran to the edge to try to deposit the cheese, all the churim were closed off. And they were running around. They couldn't find an open hole. So they ran back into the center of the stadium. They dropped the cheese and they ran away. And then he sent them home. He said, I'm teaching you that if you wouldn't have the chur, the ganav would give back the item. It's loy ha'ach ver ganav el ha'chur ganav. That's the medrash. So you see this concept, Ishtikl, that faket, it's the chur, it's the buyer who facilitates not only future ganeva, it's this ganeva. If there wouldn't be this buyer, but the less brayer, the ganav would have to give back the stuff to the nignav. Shtikla mashmois. Again, this is maz not muchak, but if you look in the Chuvus Chavetz Yo, it's mashma like that. However, if you look in the Goyin, the Goyin's mevun not like that. The Goyin says, "What's the makar shere maxi deaver? Where's the makar to this?" So the Goyin, it's in the Dharm Chav Beza Manalef. What was the Gemara over there? The Gemara was that Ula was on her way with some guy. And the two Goyim actually, and one guy shechted the next guy. He slit his throat, and he asked Ula, did I do well? And Ula said, you did a great job. And then he like shechted weiter. And then after Ula had charata, that maybe he was machzik yidei oivrei avera. That was a Shaila Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, he did it to save himself, because had he not told him that, he himself would have been killed by this sheikhid, whatever. So, but at least he see in the Gemara that it was machzik yidei avera by telling him yofa asisa. Now, in this case, how Ula not told him yofa asisa, this guy who was cut his throat, the nerag was like, he's not going to have tchiz amazing. He's going to be a nerag no matter what. He'll die instead of in 1 minute, he'll die in 2 minutes, but he's going to die. It's all over. So, l'chayr, that's not pshat here. Maxi aver is not because it will undo the aver that the person did. Because over there, you can't undo the aver. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, it's maxi g'day aver. Another shtickle of a problem is that in Reish Samach Vav, we did this, I think, last year, in Aveda Metzia, the halach is, you now let a return an Aveda Zakam. It's also to return an Aveda Zakam. Why? So, the Rambam, by giving back an aveda to a guy, you're being maxi de avera. Stam guy is an avarian, and by giving him the aveda, you're being maxi de avera. Now, by giving back his aveda, the aveda in and of itself, there's no aveda done to that aveda. It means the guy didn't do an aveda in this aveda, and nevertheless, by giving him back his item, you're being maxik de yavir. Where is the siyua on his maisa issa? He didn't do a maisa issa de being messiah in his item that was lost. Alamai vaistoi is maxik de yavir is a different issa. Now you have to know, so what is pshat here? So what's pshat? So there's a lavush over here, like sort of, I don't know, mishes the two. Changes the gears here, Shtekel, and he says, "Re maxig yedei over vera she goyrim loy lignoiv gneves acheres." He puts it all as one. Why are you being maxig yedei vera? Because with this, you're causing him to be goyrim in the future. That's how you're being maxig yedei. You're being machazik him in his art of stealing, and you're machazik him, and Mameli is going to go on and continue to steal. And it's really one issa, and this is pashas lefnei lesita mikshel. You're helping him and facilitating future Gnevis as well. So it's really...
It's really bad because really there's two elements here. It could be Maxi de Avera, meaning that you're helping him do other Averas like the Vush is saying. It could be the Maxi de Avera like the Rambam is saying. You're just helping somebody that's over Avera. You're giving him back an Avera. You're just helping that person who is not...
So, but what is
there? The Vush is saying it's the second thing. It's two Dinim of Maxi.
I know, but the Vush puts a Shin here. It sounds like it's one Issa. Sharia Maxi de Avera, with what? With that you're going to Lignan Gnevis Akaris.
Maxi de Avera. By enabling him.
I have no problem, I'm just saying, but It's not like the first shot was ala ova, and the Levush is saying really there's only one thing going on here. It's makdi aveir with that you've been goyim lagdim with the kares. Why do you have to be flowery and call it makdi aveir? This time you should just say it's you goyim lagdim with the kares and you're over this or lifnei eva leisita mikshom.
Well, he's saying that's an issur makdi.
What do you need a new issa for? Also, the pashas aloshin is that it's two separate things. We have vigoyim lagdim kares. Okay. Yeah. Also, in the goyin it's also mavon not like that because you look the goyin on makdi aveir quotes the gemara nedarim and on the next halacha. The goyim lo lignav gneivas acheres over there he quotes something else. Actually, he's quoting that medrash I told you before with the stadium. Ula that he's now going to kill in the future. He's going to do more shechitas in the future. Yeah, I have no problem that could be, but in the goyin it's not mashma like that because the goyin makes two different tsuyunim on both of these, right? I'm just saying. So in the goyin we still need a pshat. So it's not. And it's not the Levush. So what's pshat? So I want to suggest, I'm bringing a rise from Rabbeinu Yoina Keseida on this, but I want to suggest that no, Magzi Dei Aveir is an Issa B'fnei Atzmo, it's an Issa of Chanifa. You're now to be Machnif, an Avarian, not because you're being Messiah on the past, and not because you're Messiah in the future. In and of itself, being machnif, an avarian, in and of itself is a nisa deraisa. The Rabbeinu Yoina says in Shari Truvin, Shari Gimel Ois Nun, he says in a couple places, I'll go through a couple, but he says, L'si yachir rabim l'rois, and he teaches, what does it mean, L'si yachir rabim l'rois? Rashi has his own shot, but the Shari Truvin says, His harnu bezeh, shaloi l'chazek yidei oivrei avera bedvarim. This is a love deraisa, let's say Akraham Lorais, you're being mechazik, somebody who does something wrong. And what would be this issa? I mean, you're going to see the next Shai Tshuva goes and then breaks it up into so many problems. But fundamentally, the issa in and of itself is that if something is wrong, if something is an aveira, because Rokha doesn't want it, but you being machnif or giving it validity, then that itself is a merida b'malchus. Can you imagine a melech who has an enemy, and one of his people in his kingdom, one of his subjects is merida b'malchus. And you go along and you say, gewaldik, he's doing gewaldik. That gewaldik is gufa a merida b'malchus. You're supporting the enemy. You're supporting the merida. So that in and of itself is an aveira. The Shari Tshuva over there in Shari Gimel in Ois Kuf Pei Zayin, he has a whole arichis over there, and I just want to take out Rashi Prokim. He says again, he gives the klalom of a choynif, is an issa, mamish issa, of nuchama ma'oit, and he says, and he brings down a bunch of isurim. There are six isurim, subcategories, subtimim, why the Torah asked chanifa. And one is, he says, you have a mitzvah deraita chech to chichas amisecha, but you not fakir, but you supporting him, then you're being mevato your mitzvahs chech to chiach. That's nothing to do with the guy. If the guy, right, good. But Pasha here, we could talk about even a gan of a yid, right? Second, he says, your moisef lachtoi, when you tell him, loichatasa, just by telling him he did well, you didn't do an aveira, that in and of itself, he says, is moisef chet, ki inin shenemi kota pasak yemiyuch avgimu yedalad, again, the sloshin, vechizgu yedei mireim. It's a chizik yidei of avayonim. Yidei mireim, people who do bad, wicked people, you're being machazik them by telling them they didn't do anything wrong. V'yoyim alarat toiv, and it continues, he says, it's a perversion of the truth. But you telling somebody who did a chet, that he didn't do a chet, forget shek, he's going to get to shek soon. That itself is keg in the Torah. It's a perversion of the truth. It says you're being machlev, or with choyshech, that in and of itself is an issa. Then he says, there's another issa. You're being noisin mikshol lefnei achotei, because if you won't give him the moral support, he might do tshuva. But now that he has the backing of other people, gavaldik, he's doing well. So then that, einenu nichum al rasa, he's not going to do tshuva. V'gam, he said, v'chiyishne bavlasa b'yamacha, is going to cause him to do a chet in the future. So he also has this ova and osa, but not the ova that he'll actually give back the items. Ova that will be nichum al rasa, no, do tshuva. Maybe if you're talking about geneva taka, maybe the only way to do tshuva is by giving it back. But he's talking about klalius and ula veris. There's another issa. Kiyisa is a very powerful. Kiyisa einish al nezek ashezek. By you supporting him, he's going to now cause other averis and other problems to people. You're going to be nice oil. You're going to have a chelik in that einish of the nezek that's going to come out by your support.
That's the next one, right?
And then he says, "Ki yei onesh advar sheket sheket," and then he ends off. And if other people see, let's say you mechaber him with an aliyah or by a dinner, things like that, other people see chilel ubizet dos v'din. It's a chilel Hashem and chilel tarasai. See, has a lot of issurim coming out of Chanifa, but the issa in and of itself is Chanifa, and he uses by Chanifa, he uses this lashon. He's being maxi gedei ve'avera. So I think the same thing over here. When you buy by a ganav, what are you really doing? Especially if you're buying the davar ganav, which we're talking about, you're validating his ganeva. If you go and support him and you buy his item, that means you approve of what he just did. You approve that he should steal that item or did steal that item. That in and of itself is a nisa chanifa. You're being maksik de ve'evera. Memela, that's also. Chutzvan, whether you're being meseya ala'ova, meseya ala'os, in and of itself, when Ula told the retzeach, gevaldik, yafa sisa, you did great, that in and of itself is a nisa chanifa. Forget whether you could do tchisa meis on a guy or who killed in the future. In and of itself is an issa deraisa of being machnif, of machzik yedei oivei avera. All right, and I pashas, that's what the goyin learned over here. You're giving it a stempel. You're validating what he just did. Memeli yem machzik yedei oivei avera. Now this issa. So yeah, a few different pshatim here, but you have maxi de'aver plus goyim loy lignoiv gneiver secheres, which is a pasha, a nisa lifnei v'lisita mikshol. Granted, the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch later on, Shim Tzamaktes, by Gzela, when you have a similar halacha, the Rambam also says, the Mechab also says that you'd be maxi de'aver and you're being oivad alava lifnei v'lisita mikshol for the future. All right. This is also liknes me'aganav. What happens if you're not talking about buying it from Naganav? Aganav wants to give you it b'matana. Are you allowed to accept a matana from a ganav, the dava hagonav? So the truth is based Shloimer in Eirechaim and Chelak Aleph Siman Lametes. He's based. He says that no, just like it's also to buy by a ganav or dava hagonav, so too it's also to accept a matana. What's his svar? He says because you see in all of Ashas that Gemara says a svar that matana just like mechir. Because if you aren't a menach, what's the logic? Dilav diyavlei. It's a lashon. Dilav de havalei hanomi ne lahavi yovlei matana. It's like a sort of a mechir, because obviously if he's being made of you to give him matana, means you must have done something for him in the past. So therefore, the ganav is benefiting by that which he gives you the item and you're accepting it. That's how the Beis Shlomo says. I would say even without that.
If the nignav was miayish yet, otherwise it would.
We're talking about. We'll get to it in a second. But
pasha. You yourself are being
God. Oh, very good. That was the kasha we asked before. We'll get to Rabbi Steinberg gets that kasha. We'll get to about it. It's a strong kasha. But what you see from here, the chayra, that I would say, if you had asked me without the Beis Shlomo, I would have said that it's also to accept the matano for the same reason why you're not allowed to buy from him, because you're being maxig yedei aveir. Maybe you're not going to look at Gnev Zacharias, let's say, if he doesn't have enough from it. But again, you're validating his maisa. You're showing, you're proving of his Gneva, and you're even assisting him, and you're using the same Gneva that he stole. You approve of what he just did. If you didn't approve, you shouldn't be accepting that stuff. Right, you know, Bevusta Maisa Yeshiva Brooklyn, Rabbi Mandel Zatal, when... I forgot her name. The singer was... what's her name? I forgot.
Barbara Streisand.
Right. So when she made a concert and she wanted to donate $1 million to Yeshiva Brooklyn. And he refused the money. It came out of Anissa Koyalisha and he refused the money. By him accepting that money, that matana, that will be maxik yidei vevei. That will validate what she's doing. It's not going to change. She'll still go on. She did still go on to sing. It doesn't make a difference. We're not talking about you going for the future. We're talking about in and of itself. You know, be maxik yidei vevei.
What did she do wrong?
She sang. She's a singer. It's Koyalisha.
Oh, she was singing before men.
Yeah, she's singing for cancer. She's a singer. It wasn't just a women only. She's singing. So remember that you're being maxi. So I would say makabel maton is also maxi. Without the vod that it's havalei kemechira. Without that. All right. Now the oilam is asking. So I may as well go into it now. What are we talking about? So the stipla, and really it's the stipla in Babas and Simuchav Ches, really it's Friedrich, is already should pay Sharim and Yerdei Yitzayin. A Medaik over here, what do you need an Issa called Magdi Dei Ve'Avera? And an Issa of Lifnei Ve'Lisita Mikshol? Typically, you are a Ganav yourself. If you're Lakech Men a Ganav, so you're using a Chavit that belongs to somebody else, so you are a Ganav. So for you, it's Asa. It should be Issa Leisig Naiva. What's going on? So the stipla is Mechadish. We discussed this in the past. Is there such a nisa being going of menaganim? Do you have such a nisa? And we brought down the ksayis and the sivis. And we had a whole arichis on one of the earlier shurim. But the stipe wants him a mechadish, even if you'll hold like reiv achreinim, hushpar, that's a Rashi we said, a Taisis Rid, that a going of menaganim is chayiv. Even without making shinis, he will be chayiv, like the stipla. Chayiv ointzin he'll be, but an issa he won't have. Because since it's already in a matzav of gonuv, he's not going to be oiva nisa of leisig noivu anymore. It's a chiddush of the stapla.
But he isn't going to know, he's buying.
He's buying, but even though he's perpetuating that geneva, he will not be oiva nisa of geneva. That's what the stapla is mechadish. Even before yish, because he said pashas, we're talking about even before yish, and the Rambam and the Shulchanok only bring down these two isurim, one to bring down the issa stam, or etzim geneva alone. But his choice is not, you're not oiva nisa of geneva. That's what the stapla says. Baba Basa Chav Ches in the latest Madura.
So that's different than the regular case we had before, a person takes from a ganev?
The person takes from a ganev. The shaila we had before was, are you a ganev in that you chayiv bekeren, or you chayiv bekeifon, or you chayiv bekeifon now, because it's exerzer kotzav, or you chayiv bekeren. So like this type, even if we go like those achronim, that you are chayiv, but the issa you won't have. I mean, we found till now you can have Yisurim without Chiyuvim. He has Faket. You can have the Chiyuv Gneva without Yisur Gneva. And he says, because it's just like a Shoyl, Kalana Shaloi. So if you're using it now, so you have the Olo Nasavad, you should be Chayiv Bainzin. But if you want to know if you did a Nisa, you didn't do a Nisa.
So that whole Shalom he has, a new Shita.
The stipler is a derivative, right, of that, right. Now, truth be told, let's understand this. Stam Gneva is Yish Bailam. That's halacha. So when I stam, I would have told you that we are talking about Yish. But I feel like we're talking about Sai before Yish, Sai after Yish. But that's also good why the Mechaba didn't bring down this Gneva. Because after Yish, you're not going to be a Ganav. Because after Yish, you don't have this Yish Gneva anymore. So the Rambam want to bring down Yisurim. The Mechaba want to bring down Yisurim that are Neger in all cases when you're Lekek Men a Ganav. That's Maxi Deveve. But he couldn't say because you're a Ganav. Stam Yish, Stam Gnev is Yish, with Pashu to even that case of Yish. If you look in the Chuvis Chavez Yah, you see that's how he says it. He brings down the Salaka and he says, Afilu Ache Yish, it's going to be awesome time. This is of Maxik Dev Vera. Before Yish, it would have been awesome for something else, which is Pashas Leisig Noiva, because then you're a Gan of yourself. But even after Yish, you're still going to be awesome, because you still have these time of Maxik Dev Vera. The fact that the Balaam of Mayayish doesn't change, that you're being Maxik Dev Vera and Goyim Lo Lignum Kanev Sacheris. So that's going to be awesome, even if there was Yish.
What if the Vera didn't happen yet? The God takes your order, and then he goes out and steals.
Good, So then, what's a kosher cane? You're being Messiah.
He could take the order and not steal it. Right? He didn't steal it yet.
Right, so what do you want to say? You want to say that would be mutter then? But you know what he's going to do. You know. Oh, you don't know. If you don't know what you did, though. But if you know the type of person that's how he gets his stuff.
He's a rough fellow.
So if you know that's how he gets his stuff, so then you're, again, you're being Max. Is there more? You're able to naiva on the first Geneva. Correct. Vice toys. Yeah. Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch over there in Shin Samaktes over there in Sif Aleph by Gezela, the same type of halacha. Over there it says, Asa l'sa'adoi al shinuyav, you're not allowed to help the ganev in achieving a shinui in the chayfetz. He'll be koina with shinui. And the Sma says, you could have a shinui either ayadei yush v'shinui v'shus. So the Bible already miyayish. And now by you buying it, now you did the shinui v'shus, so now you're koina. Or a shinui maisa, a shinui gomo. And it's an issa, and it's going to be an issa on this itself, because you're being goyim a greater Geneva. Till now, it belongs still to the Nigdav. By you helping the Shinoi, now the Nigdav will actually lose his rights on the Chavis, because the Ganav will be kind of a Shinoi. And so, talking about even after Yish, it's going to be also because Maxi Deveve, Goyim Loy Lignav Geneva Zacharis as well. The Nesivis, Lamachesiv Kotan Hei, which we discussed, we're going to get to that Shmuz about Goyinav Achaganav, he holds that the Kinyan Shinoi Guf is a Maisik Zela. So if you're going to help with the shinui, then that's how you'll be over, or he'll be over, leisignoivu itself. Namely, he could be over lifnaiva on his shinui, namely his leisignoivu that he did on the shinui. But at the end of the day, I just want to show you that from the stipulus chiddush, when he comes from here, lechayy is not like the chavizah. Chavizah is talking about, forget the way he sets it up, is talking about even after yish, and that's why you need this halacha. And I'll tell you a different reason why the stipulus is not muchach, is the Yamshu Shleimah Bavakam and Perakyud Simon and Ches and the Shah Melechavi and the Rambam Perakay, they both say that even if the Ganav already did the Shini himself, the Ganav stole it and he painted it, he changed it, he the chop shop, he stole a car and then he already cut up all the parts and he now put into a different car, it doesn't make a difference. He was already, let's say, kind of Bishinoi. You still now let a boy from this Ganav for the same reason, you'd be Maxik, you're not going to have the Issa of Geneva because the Ganav was already kind of the Chavis Bishinoi, it doesn't belong to the Nignav anymore. But it'll still be also because of these halakas. So at the end of the day, I don't see where the stipulus is. Is Bachal Avada Pashtas like Reva Chrenim a Ganav and a Ganav is a Ganav and Avada you being over Issa Leisig Noivu and just like the Ganav himself we wrote down in Rebbe Yehuda and the Nachal Yitzchak we discussed a number of times that even the Ganav himself is over Leisig Noivu every second for perpetuating his Ganav every second he's holding back the Chavis from the Bailam so every second is a Ganav. So you who takes it from this Ganav are also going to be a Ganav in Noivu Leisig Noivu as long as there's no Yish. Why the Mechaber didn't say it? Because Mechaber is talking about all cases even after Yish, even let's say before Yish, but the Ganav already made Yishini. In all these cases, you're still going to have the other assumed to contend with. But Avada, yes, before Yish and before the Ganav makes a Yishini, you'll take a Noivu Leisig Noivu as well. And a Chanami.
Why is it totally the stop, you know, guys, a Ganav, you hope this thing is legal.
So I'm not validating. I'm not being maxic him. If this chayfetz is not gone of it, so I'm not maxic deyavere. Like my understanding is, you're not being chayn of him. You're not validating his ma'isa because you're buying something which is legitimate. So it's not a problem. Why by buying him, giving him business, a legitimate business, are you causing him to goin of ganev and zacheres? Create some anxiety. So that's why it's limited. He does talk about business crumb, but what I'm buying right. Now, I'm asking him, yes, the Aruch HaShulchan Grad says, Bedas the Tor, that it's also to buy anything from him. And there is such a, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bedas the Tor, it's also to buy anything from him. No, it sounds like because you're being Maxik Deaver. And we have like Hashavas Aved de la Akum, also because they are Varyonim, and you're being Maxik Deaver. But then also, I think because by you giving them an Aveda back, you're being Machabed them, you're helping them out, you're approving of their Holochel Chachayim, you're approving of their immoral and unethical ways, you know. Okay, but that's a different issa, and then can be kedanu hajoz veidem yambi outside sekhanim. But the Rambam says the issa is also maxi deaver. It could be his own like sekhanim there because it was his item that was lost. He lost that. I'm just giving back that item. But you're being maxi deaver because if you're doing that to him, you're like sort of validating his lifestyle. All right. The Mefarshim explained, here comes the Chiddush. There was a Maisa in the Shuvas Chavaziah. The person wanted to buy it, and he wanted to buy it today to return it back to the Bailam Harishainim. He was trying to help out the Nignav. But he said, he knows in Shinan Vav it says, it's also Liknas Me'aganav, because he maxed Yedei Ve'avera, Ve'goinav Ve'lignam Ganev Zakeh, so you're allowed to do it or not. So the Chavaziah says that no, it's this issa is only if you're buying it for yourself. But if you're buying it, amnas lahoshev, adarav, a mitzvah covet, you're doing a great job, you're helping out the Bailim, provided that the Bailim didn't have the ability to get back his chefetz by himself. That means, let's say he could track down the ganav himself, or you could tip off the nignav, by the way, your chefetz I just saw by Reuven the ganav, go to him and get your item, then you shouldn't be buying it. Let the nignav deal with the ganav himself. Well, however, he's going to deal with the Ganav and get back the Chavetz. But you shouldn't be dealing with the Ganav to buy from him. But let's say, but the less brave, the Nignav can't get the...
You're still encouraging the Ganav.
Yes. Oh.
So this is the Shaila. The Shaila is, and by the way, the Chuvis Chavetz Yor is not alone. It's many Paiskim say this. It's a Shulchan Aruch Haravi and Gneva Ois Tes. He's really coming from the Shach later on in the Siman. I think it's Sivkot Nuches. I don't have it in front of me, but coming from a Taisus of Mordechai, that yes, if you buy by a Ganav to give back to the Nignav, mitzvah covered. You did Hashavas Aved de Labailam. The Shaila is, so Zayin, I did a Gervaldika mitzvah, but what happened to this issa being Maxik de Eve Avera, the Goyim Loy Lignav Ganev Zakher? It's like a mitzvah Bob Aver, right? But, no, Bob Aver, but it's a mitzvah and Aver happening at the same time. Yes, you're being mative to the Bailam Rishonim, but you're still being Maxik de Eve Avera, unless you tell the Nignav what you're doing. If you tell the ganav what you're doing, I don't approve what you're doing, and I'm buying it, can give it back to the first owner. I hear? Good. And you're still being goyim loy lignav gnevis acheres, because he knows he has these people who are good Samaritans who like to buy things to return to the Baalim of Rishonim. That's how he'll make up anasa. So l'chayra, these yisurim you still have. It's a shtickl shver, what's going on? And by the way, like I said, it's a chavitzor, it's a shukhanak rav, it's other Rishonim, it's a shukhanak. They're a lot on it. We'll say, yeah, if you're doing it, lahashiv, it's mutter. And you have to understand why. What do you do with these other Yisroelim? And the truth is, we have this problem by Yeshavas Aveda as well. By Yeshavas Aveda Lakam, it says you're not a return because you've been makzeh gedei ve aver. It's a makaba paskins like the Rambam. But if you do it for Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to. One second, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, but you're still being makzeh gedei ve aver, even with the Kiddush Hashem. Why not? If the Is makzeh gedei ve aver, and the Is is good. Right, but what's this? Why can't you buy by a ganav? The Mechaber says because you're being makzik de'ever. Let's say I want to stand against an issa chanifa, and another issa deraisa called lifnei velisita mikshol because you're going to look against the chesh. You do even two isuri deraisa because to be meisha ve the meisha of the gneved labaylim, you're allowed to be isuri deraisa.
But the balam, if the ganav himself will return, is it has to be real?
If the guy himself returning, he's Makai Mitzvah Veshav
Itzakzeel. He's a shliach.
No, I'm not telling him I'm a shliach for him. I'm paying him, and I'm encouraging him, and I'm validating what he just did. So it should be.
Yeah, but you're no longer encouraging him because the guy finds out that.
Right. Oh yes. And then, if they'll have trouble, but let's say it's not. Let's say it's a case I'm going to buy from him. He's going to skedaddle, and that's it. And now, so I understand maybe chanifa can get away because maybe it's a chanifa is on the maisa that you're doing. So I'm not doing it for the intention to validate the ganav's maisa. I'm doing it adraba to undo his maisa and give back to the baalim. So I can say maybe b'chagav n'yad oiva lo yisachnifu. You're not. It's not loisiyah or racha rab loas. But lifneiva you still have. That's at the end of the day you can have lifneiva. So why are you allowed to do it?
Yeah, different. Well, let's say the guy himself wanted
to buy it back. The baalim erishayna.
Yeah.
And a chanami, you might have the same problem. No, it's not yisachnifu. You're not going to have again. Right. But you might have a problem of. You're being going like the terrorists, giving up terrorists. What's going to happen? Chulila, it's going to happen again, right? So you're being maxic yidei over ever over goyim loy lignum gemes acheres, right? So it's the halacha is in alibi paid the yesim
yidama. But interesting, they didn't ask the shiloh. They didn't ask the shiloh by somebody else, right? When they cleared the shiloh, cleared the shiloh by somebody else.
That was a ma'isa shoyi kachoy. Yeah, but you shouldn't have grabbed it. I'm now thinking by pigeon shvim grada, the halach is that the shovel himself is allowed to be played of a choskom at all.
So
why then you need to be maxic? Why?
I don't know the
clue.
But even if a person is entitled to get his thing back, a person who lost his thing is entitled to get his thing back.
Even by being over lifneiva on the way?
I don't know what that person is not clear to lose.
Even if you get it back just to the battle, not the Yisrael Rei Dover, you're also being, the guy did the gangster, he kidnapped somebody, giving back just the value. That's also the same with Neva, and that's the Yisrael out of it. Just a
shot of yaisim today, right? So the kedenim you're allowed to do if you invite the wine, you have the maksik. I invite says, well, maybe the tzakonas and fashis is more important.
Maybe
a lot of duty movie. Yeah, it's a number. I hear. Okay. Okay, that's me chuckle. I hear.
What happens when the Schwarzer comes to sell you a pair of tefillin that he quote unquote found?
Right.
So what's the halacha over there?
Right, so you have the same problem. You know what's he, right?
Well,
so you've been garim, you have this thing. So if you're doing it, amanas lodge, lebailam, or shayinim, fine. Maybe you hold it to mitzvah to get it out of his hands because it's going to be mevazit.
Yeah,
right? That same Gemara, Bidin Shurim and Gittin, talks about tefillin and mezuzahs, and you're only supposed to be paid the bedamav. Was the mice Abaye tried to be paid it less midamav, and the Isha got upset and she threw it into the nar or something, she threw it away. So Kenny says you shouldn't have offered so little. So you see, yes, you're supposed to be poida, but only kedei damav. Oh yeah. So you see, kedei damav if you're allowed. But again, there you're doing it for a tafkid. What happened to this is of I don't know. I don't know.
That might
overrule this. Overrule this. Of lifnei velisita mikshol.
Might be dochadusa.
Yeah. All right.
But over here, that doesn't help.
Oven gadol. So it's an
oven gadol. Yeah. This is serious business. Maxi deaver. It's serious.
No.
I mean, there's less of it in your Misasek, the Gabbai Polish from this being your Misasek.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it for one intention, but it's a psik reisha that something else is going to happen. So it's a psik reisha.
For all different reasons. And my kamar is totally different.
All right. All right. Oh, 1 second. Let's move on. Rabbi said, "Come, there's a lot more here today. Let's try to move on. We're gonna get we'll flesh it out a little bit. Look in this massive cotton days. Shemlo yim tzolakech ein agoynev. Av agav de'efshel laganav lalichu b'mokam achesh la yakiro yisay shuganav. So if you're not gonna buy from him, he'll go just somewhere else and peddle it off somewhere else. Mikom mokam lo yiu mitzuyin lignoiv. It still won't be so much of him to steal because it'll be more difficult. He's gonna have to keep on going to other places. Every person, you're going to make it more difficult for him. So as long as you, even though, yes, he always could find someone else to buy from him, but every less buyer makes it more difficult and will convince him not to perpetuate and not to continue doing these maisim. That if, let's say, it's not at all more difficult by you not buying, it's shava b'shava. He has 1,000 customers right here. So it's just a matter, you, the next guy he's going to sell. Sounds like you're a smile, you're a ladder boy. You won't have this problem of maxi kideo. You won't have the problem of garim lo lignum gnev zacharias because he's anyway going to steal in the future because he's anyway going to have someone else to buy from him now and support him and encourage him to continue. So, 1 second, 1 second. Let me just prepare. So what's pshat? Either is a nisim misayeya even by chadev or dinahara. Even if the guy has somewhere else to do the aver, you still now have to give another yayin, even if he's on the same side, he could get the yayin himself. I think it's chalak, pashat achilik, is that if we're learning, Venzachai, we're learning here, but if we're learning the case is, see, normally the isa mesayeh is on a specific isa. Don't, you're about to commit an isa, and you need me to help you. Why? You don't need me, you could do it yourself, but I am helping you to commit an avera. So then, on this avera that I'm helping you, I'm going to say a day of avera. But here, what I'm going to say, hey, you, is what? That tomorrow you go ahead and steal. I'm not going to say, hey, on tomorrow's gneva. I'm just showing you that it's worthwhile, so tomorrow you will continue to steal. So I'm not a direct messiah on a maisa chet b'faneinu. There the Sma says that to the extent that he could do it with somebody else, then b'chalal, I'm not the goyim at all. He'll be goyim of gneivas acharis anyway. So I'm not a goyim b'chalal. That tomorrow's gneiv is not messiachas to maisa you at all. My mail is like the Sma, if it was mamish, he could do it anyway, then it'll be mota. But if it's more difficult, every less buyer makes it more difficult for him, then I'm going like live gnevis acheris.
Even if
his mom
doing the maisa itself, he's saying things not really called. It's not really called.
Why? If he needs the wine right now, I'm being misayeya on that chet. No, lefnei, you don't have, you have misayeya. But here I'm saying you wouldn't even have misayeya because this is not the chet in front of it. And it could be even if, let's say, the chavez yoz pshat, that if you wouldn't buy it, he'd return it. I still think the chet gneva was already done. I'm misayeh that he shouldn't return it. No, I'm not misayeh because even without me, he's not going to return it because he's going to sell it to somebody else. So I'm not being goyim like anything as long as the exact same thing would happen would be achieved by somebody else. So enechnami, if in such a mitzis, then enechnami it would be muta. Let me tell you another story. Are you let a boy buy a pawn shop? Oh, so what happened to the other issa? What happened to the maxik de aver? So if you learn that maxik de aver, like me, is khanifa, I said it's not, didn't learn like that, but if you learn that maxik de aver is khanifa, the mechir, that's going to be us. It's good you pointed out, no matter what, even if it's mamish shava b'shava, you can get it somewhere else, no matter, you can sell it to someone else just as easy, but still, you're not supposed to, he's the type of guy who's going to be honored by a dinner, so he may as well be honored by my dinner. No, you're not allowed to honor this guy, because he's being maxi g'day, ve'ver, enochanami. Which is the time at the end, right. Well, you have to know what the pshat. You're right. He might be only quantifying or qualifying that list is of a grim lug digma games. Okay, and economy. But I'm just pointing out that it will be totally on what pshat of maxi de vever is. Will you have it in that case? What about a pawn shop? Are you allowed to buy a pawn shop where, let's just make the mitzvah that many, if not most, of the items there are stolen? Let's just assume that, you know, that's a great place to drop off stolen goods. You just sell it to some of these pawn shops. And then, you know, now you're removed from the mice and it's hard to track the guy down. So are you let a boy from these stores?
What's the shaila? You just said you're not.
Oh, because I didn't buy from a ganav. I bought from the buyer from the ganav.
You mean a fence?
The pawn shop is the one who bought from the ganav.
But how about a guy like a fence that's made, there's a pawn shop like you're saying that means, I just take from anybody, but there's the concept of the fence, when he's mamish, his home at sea is taking for people that steal.
Right.
He's, if it wasn't for him, they couldn't even
correct. Steal. So he might be the chur who's helping the ganav, but I'm the chur is helping the chur. I'm like the next step. I'm buying from the pawn shop. I'm allowed to do that.
But even the fence is saying it's mutter.
No, the pawn shop is not allowed to do that.
But what
do
you mean? You're saying even from a fence you're allowed to buy from?
From a fence, again, the same idea. If I'm not buying from the ganav, I'm buying from a buyer from the ganav, would that be mutter? So without getting the arichas here, because I have a lot here, but there's a Piskei Tshuva who has a similar story that a guy, Reuven, bought from a ganav and Shimon bought from Reuven, and they want to, and now they cause a lot of tzaras, the hagman, whatever. A lot of, they had to buy off the hagman, otherwise the whole city would be in danger. And now they want to go after the second buyer to reimburse the city, the Yidin, for the bribe that they had to do to buy themselves out of this problem. So he says in the middle, he says, you should know, since there's a cheirim hakadmoinim, that you're now allowed to buy from Ganovim, in his case, in such cases, because it's a roidif, because it causes terror to the city, because that's what it was in those times, that when anyone bought from a Ganov, they used to mamish hit the whole city. So then he says, by you buying from this buyer, then you're doing an issa. Why? He says, because the buyer is like the ganif. Because the buyer is committing the issa, the cheirim. And you, by buying from it, you're like the chur who's aiding this buyer who's buying from the ganif. But vaistois, mashmois is this, I think it's a tzemek tzedek, vaistois, that if there wouldn't be this cheirim, then you would have allowed to buy from a buyer. Because then the buyer is the one who's doing the chur, and you're just behind the scenes of the chur, so that would be permissible. It's only if the buyer is doing an issa, then you buying from him, you're the chur of his issa. Vaistois, in our case, it would be permissible. But I want to suggest that could be it's not such a raya, because could be there talking about maybe you have to know the metzias. I don't know the metzias, but could be a guy bought and now it came time he doesn't want anymore and he's selling it to you. But that's not the modus operandi for the pawn shop or a fence. The whole modus operandi is to pawn off items. If you're not going to buy from this fence shop, this pawn shop, he's not going to buy from Ganavim. So you are maybe the Yod, the Chur HaRichter. That's really what you're doing. It means if you have a middleman who bought for himself, so what was done, and the Messiah for the Ganav, the Maxi Deva, Vera, Lefneiva was already done, is finished, and now you're just buying second step. So that second day, that would be Mutter. But if the whole way to get rid of stolen goods is through the system, so Lechayr, you're just the extended chur, I would say that maybe then you'd be also to even buy from such a shop. Maybe. All right. At the end of the day, I just want to chazibo, the misada.
There's a chilek too. Let's say you have the fence in the pawn shop. Pawn shop, he's just not mockbid of who he buys from. So that's not so posh like what you make a fence, my modus operandi.
Okay, so gradi should ain't a konami, but there's a taz here. The taz says, look, I'm going to see it. It's even if. All right, let's wait off. Okay, let's hold off and we'll see. Maybe we'll get back to it. I just want to make a sikkum, because we talked about different items. Just make a sikkum of how many isurim are involved when you buy a ganav. First of all, like the chavis yoif, this is the metzias. You're actually helping him not return the chavis, because if you not bought it from him, he would have returned the ganav. So it's a lifnaiva or siyu on that. Second of all, you're being maxi g'deir, which in my understanding means a nisa chanifa. Or Ben Yoni's mashma like that. Third of all, if it's before Yish, you actually a ganav yourself, because Kozman, there was no Yish, it still belongs to the Nignav, so now you're even Nissa Gneva Lysignavu. Then you're even Nissa Lifneva Lysitim Mikshal, a fourth Issa, because you're Migoyim Lo Lignav Gneva Sacheris. Then there's also a Revit Hazov in Pashas Kedoshim, the Rav Trivish, he lived over 100 years ago. He teaches up, why does it say Lysignavu Loshin Rabim? He said, because it's a lav deraisa leisignoivu sayan the ganiv, sayan the lekeach from the ganiv. So he is mamsi a new issa deraisa leisignoivu lachin rabim to be koilel the lekeach min a ganiv. So he might have that issa to contend with as well. He got it very nicely, two shells over there, Ibn Ezra, over there, the Ibn Ezra says, also, leisignoivu lachin rabim, what's the lachin Ibn Ezra, 1 minute? Ki horoya umachrish. Someone who sees a gneva and keeps quiet, gamhu ganef. You don't even have to be a lokek when a ganef. Just seeing gneva and keeping quiet, that's how you're aiding and abetting the gneva, and that's also bachal the is the rice of leisig gneva. That's why it says lashon harabim.
Used to say usually when you talk to a hush of a person, it's picked in the lashon harabim. Here,
so shiner yitaroch nishkam. I hear, very nice. All right. Fine, and then to be moisiv, there's a Yamshur Shleim. The Yamshur Shleim over there in the Bava Kam Perek Yud Nun Ches, he says, All what we're focusing now is how you got in with the ganav, like how you're helping the ganav, makzidei avera, lifnaiva. He said, but there's another whole angle that you have to look at. What about all Nebuch, all the victims that this ganav is going to now hit because he has a place to sell off his goods to? So he says, you're also going to be bechlau the einish and the nezik that comes out to all the future ganavis that the ganav does to all the victims. It's because of you that you perpetuated him to be a ganav. Mainly, you're going to be over on that or whatever, that einish, and you're chayev bedinei shemayim on all the future hezekas that come out. And that's like the Shai Tshuva. The Shai Tshuva also said that one of his subcategories of Chanifa was is that you can be chlau the einish, all the hezek that comes out, being maxik, day of Ve'avera. So it's definitely, obviously, not a good idea. Obviously, you have to done each situation separately, but it's certainly not a good idea. Now, the Olam is at the beginning is a chilek between a Yiddish ganav and a Goyish ganav. I just want to be mice of Lechaira. It could have one afkemina that if the Issa is Misayaya, not a Mamish Lefneiva, he could do it by somebody else. And now the Issa is Misayaya. So then, Shulchan Aruch, Yadei Rishon and Aleph, it says that the Issa Misayaya to a goy might not be Negeya. It's Machloikis. We pass some Pashas that it's Mutta to be Misayaya goy to do an Issa. It means if it's Chariv Adonora, someone else could help him just the same, then you will not be over the Issa Misayaya. Misayaya is only by a yid, not by a goy. Lifneiva to a goy avadi yoiva. It means if he couldn't do it without you, avadi yoiva lifneiva. But when he could have done it without you, for a yid, there's an isma seya, not for a goy. So if there would be such a case, and it's only out to you, so then you could totally in that child over there, if there's this misayaya by a goy. All right, let's continue. Let's finish up this Ramah. V'chein also l'sayeya l'ganav b'shum dovek k'desh yignav. Also, you're not allowed to help out a ganav in any which way to steal. What was the case of the Rivash? The Sma brings it down. Sivkot and Gimel. We're talking about a woman who Nebuch robbed her husband blind, mamish. She was a wealthy person and she stole. It was a second marriage. She had a child from her first marriage. And she and her first marriage son stole her second husband's wealth in Gansen. Mama, she ended up being an Odni Ve'evion, anyone who knew where the Gnevis went. The city was up in arms because now the Yisoyman from the second husband, Nebuch, had nothing to eat. And one of the people who stepped forward when they made this Cherim was a locksmith who made the key for this Isha to her husband's, one of her husband's granaries or whatever, one of her husband's hideouts or treasure chests, whatever. And he blessed this Napuch. And he says, Yo'ivid, this is you, Messiah Al-Ghana, because why in the world is an Isha coming to you asking you to make a key for her husband's vault? She could ask her husband for the key. She's asking you for the keys because she's trying to steal from her husband. And the male is pretty obvious what she's trying to do, and you are even Issa Misayaya on her husband's on stealing from her husband.
Sorry? Paid a lot of money.
Sorry?
Paid a lot of money for the keys.
Yeah, she paid a lot of money.
Oh, the right wasn't because she asked for the key, the right because she paid a lot of money for it.
I hear. I think that's a Tosefta's raya, but Lekaira, but yeah, I'll take that, granted. Fine. Shalai alchinim ripsa b'mechir shneim avtekas al shayisa kavnasa ligdom b'nikse baila v'siye b'gnevasa. So it's a problem. It's an issa asa l'siye l'ganev. And the Taz says, even if it's a safek u'mushayich l'gneva, it's also you should stay away. Even though you don't know vaday, it's just you have indications.
Why does the Sma say that it's royal oncha that he didn't tell the husband? He should have been there. Oncha because he made the keys.
No, I'm saying, no, not that he didn't tell the husband. It's
why?
Well, you have that as well, because maybe if you know, you have a mitzvah shavas avedah, because you know her intent. If you're not going to make the key, she'll get someone else to make the key. Tip off the husband so it won't take place. That's what you should do.
That's an extra.
All right. The Taz says, like the Mashman the Rivash, that even if it's not a Vadi Maisa Gneva, even that you should entertain that probably she's going to be doing a Gneva, you also have an Issa Seyua. Now, yeah, I want to go into an Indian, a Maima here. Just bear with me, it's a few minutes. But there's a goyin. The goyin over here says, well, how do we know it's also the seyeh leganev? So the goyin, shvuis mem zayin amid beis. Hey, very nice. Now the pasha just, also the seyeh leganev means, even if let's say she could accomplish it, the ganev could accomplish it somewhere else, it's a siyu leganev. You ask me, how do I know it's also the seyeh leganev? I'm saying, because kol ha-terekula, there's an issa misayeya. And it's an issa derabonan. If it's trei v'dinor, it's a lifneiv l'ksit mitzvah d'oraisa. And if it's chariv v'dinor, it's a misayeya. The Goyin says it's makar shvus mem zayin abeis. What's shvus mem zayin abeis? The Gemara says, azhara l'oikev ache noyef, an azara to be oikevach a noyef, to set up women for him to be mezana with, you're not petropis, right, a pimp, whatever. Tamar loyma loysinif, and we dash in loysinif, loysanif. You can't be goyim niyuf. So now azara loikevach a noyef. So if they're going, that's the makar, why you're not allowed to help out a ganif. So it sounds like from the going, this is a siyua, is already an issa deraisa from that makar of oikev achenoyev. There's a truvis elof lechoshloimoy, and granted by Agav, the Chavetz Chaim and others hold that if we now be mishadach people who are not going to keep taras and mishmacha because you're being oikev achenoyev. And in the Paiskim Muchin and Rabbanut, you know, they have this problem all the time. What do they do? How did I allow to be Messiah in any which way? But the truth is, Elof Lechoshloim in Yeridea Kuf Tzadi Beis, he had a case, it was during Muhammad. It sounds like you're trying to lure the soldiers and trap them. What you do is you house Zaynis in your house to get the soldiers in, and then you'll get. They'll be able to, I don't know, it sounds like you'll be able to trap the soldiers. But the Rav of the city went up in arms, that's also because you're Oikev Acha Noyif. And the Elokal Shlomo agrees, and he says, even though the Noshim are Besulis, and Besulis are only in Issa de Rabbanan, unless it's Kavu, and if it's Kadesh, it's the Raisa, but if it's only Znus on a Besula, on a Pnuya, sorry, on a Pnuya, it's only in Issa de Rabbanan if it's not Kavua, Zagdeh, but an Oikev Acha Noyif is in Issa de Raisa. To be Oikev, to commit znos with panuyas is an issa deraisa. Yeah, you have to. Okay, you have to know what it's talking about. Again, I don't know. I'm not fully understanding the mitzvahs. And he says v'teida. He's v'teida because if we're talking about an eishes ish, a real issa deraisa, a niyuf of deraisa, he says mamonachok. If they need you to do it, anyway, you have a lufnivel isita mikshas. So why do you need a new issa ikivaka noyif? And elamai, it could be done without you. The noyif could find the women without you. So where's the ikivaka noyif? Then what's the problem? Elamai must be doing this case. It's penuyis. So anyway, it's not a nissa deraisa, but it's a new chidushakro ikivaka noyif that makes a deraisa. From the goin you see not like that. The goin you see is a regular issa seyua by gneva, and the gneva is a nissa deraisa, and yet when being mesayeh that is. So the guy has a chiddush that it's a deraisa called oikev acha noyif. You have to know why you need a pasuk, but that's what's mavun the guy, that the is even when the person's committing a deraisa, and even if your siyua is a siyua shein by mamish, so to speak, it's a siyua of a chadav adenora. And really, the guy is not just over here. The guy in Simuch Chavav, Sivgon Gimel, I believe it is, says the same thing. Over there, it says you machrim in the Ramah Paskins, you machrim, you put into chayrim hamachzik yidei. Anyone who's going to Akoyis, if you aid and abet, encourage in any which way the person to go to Akoyis, Koshkin, if you're the lawyer, you put this guy into Cherem, the aider, and so the guy, what's the raya? Shvuas mem zayin abeis, oikev achenoyev. Over there also, there's an issa deraisa of akoyis, and you're helping that person. And that the guy puts this makar oikev achanoyif. So Tariq Shran the guy, what's going on? Why do you need a pasuk oikev achanoyif for? And the truth is that there is no pasuk because it's only misayeyev. It's a chadiv denar. It's only misayeyev. It's only the rabbanim. Why is the guy making into a deraisa for? So I saw that there's an achron over there who wants to be mechadish. That adkan we say, adkan the goyin holds, that issa siyu is only the rabbanon on normal isurim, but issa chama ma'oid like niuf, yarg va'yava, wonder the issa chamuris or akoyis, which is abezrayo the avaydizara for there misaye is asa midaraiso al zis drasha oikev achanoyif. The problem is that over here you see the going applied even to Gnevo, and you still have the Issa of Oikev Acha Noyif. So you see it's not limited only to this Issa Surum Chamurim. And it's Oven Godel of different Oven Godel of Maxi Deaveh, but all right. Now, had there not been a going, I would have maybe suggested a new pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't fit really in the Goyin, as that is that really Siyuah on any individual Maisa Aveira is only Issa de Rabbanan. But if the person, that's his profession, he's a Ganif, he's a Noyif, and you're Oikev Acha Noyif, you perpetuate his profession, that you being Misayeh in his profession, that's an Issa de Raisa, Oikev Acha Noyif. You become a Chelik of that Noyif. You're part of his Ne'ifa.
You're the profession. He's only doing it for his own Anoa. The pimp is the profession.
No, but I'm just saying, but you're. aiding him in his halach elach achan. If it's a ma'isa aver, an individual mikro, so that's only a sisayua. But if you're oikev achanoiv, like the Lashon Gemara is, then it'll be a deraisa. But the mashmois over here, and there's a sayel, a ganav, it's talking about a ganav yedua, over there, halach la kreis means a halach yedua. He always goes to court. Sounds like even if this is the first time he's going to court, misayeh, you're still over the sisa. So pratna goyin needs a beer. Where did he know this from? If you look at the next goyin, maybe that's where he's coming from. The next goyin says, v'chein osa, the likud, he said, kamashukasa, again, shruz min zayinu mebeis, uve mechilto kasav echad, kasav echad oyma loy sachmoid, ve kasav echad oyma loy sisaveh. The one pasuk in Yisra says, I think Lo Sachmud is first. Yeah. And later on in Dvarim, hey, it says, Lo Sisava, Ketzad Yiskayim were based Ksuvim. How do you, halalo, how do you shtim? Is it Lo Sachmud or is it Lo Sisava? Which is a Yoiva? Hareza Azhara, Lo Eikivacha Hamenayif. So the Mechilta, this is a Makar of Eikivacha Hamenayif. It's like a medrash plea. What's Mechilta one? One pasuk says, Lo Sisava. One pasuk says, Lo Sisachmud. Kamash Malan, there's a new Issa called Eikivacha Hamenayif. Where is it? So I saw there's a Sefer Ein Yaakov, Ein Eliyo, in the end of Shavuos, he touches up the Mechilta, the Kishmak Abshad. There's a Goyin in Mishle, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezayin, the Goyin says a klal, Taiva is when you have Hanoi Saguf. Chimud is when you don't have Hanoi Saguf. Like Chimud Mamin. The Mamin is not directly Mahana you. You don't have any Hano from the Mamin. You use the money to get other Hanois, but you're not getting. But Taiva is Etzim. So Frekt, the Mechilta, when you're talking about Noshim, and Lo Yisasave, is it's Nos, it's Hanois Aguf. So why did the Pasuk say Lo Yisachmoy? The Pasuk should say Lo Yisasave, it's a Stira. Kamash Malon, you're right. What Lo Yisasave is talking about? Hanois Aguf. But Lo Yisachmoy is talking about when you don't have Hanois Aguf, you're just a Sarsa, you're just a Oikevacha Hanoif. You're helping out the Niyuf, you're loisachmud on the Niyuf, and where's your chakmah? The moment, because you're getting paid for your job. For be this pimp, you're getting paid. You're helping out the Niyuf to it, and you're getting paid, so you're loisachmud of a oikev acha Niyuf. That's what he tied up. Gishmak abshad in the Mechilta. So Mehmed is up to goin, mekan raya, that there's an issa oikev acha manayif, ubiksuvim halalu, when it says loisachmud, if you look in the pasuk, it says kasa besa, it's going on beska reacha, kamarcha, chama reacha, what are all the different moment. Vaisa is taking some. Somebody's mamin is also a give acha haganif. So the goyin, that's why there's an isil siyua of a ganif is deraisa al lois achmud and lois esave. So learned out from this, a give acha manayif, a give acha ganif. So like this goyin in mechut is very gishmak. Normally siyua is only a derabanan, but by niyuf and by chimud mamin, by gneva, it will be a deraisa. But strict now to share the other goyin, the one in kavav. Why is there over there by Arkoyes? Why do you have the dinner of Oikev Acha Menayev over there by Arkoyes? That's not either of these Yisur.
He's also taking it in this moment.
So if you tell me that it's talking about a case that he went to Arkoyes and he's going to win an Arkoyes Shalai Kedin, so then, yes, then it'll be a Ganev, and then you'll be Oikev Acha Ganev, and it'll be the same Yisur over here. Mask him. But the Mashmais over there is any Siyu of the Issa Arkoyes is going to be Oikev Acha Menayev, it's going to be that Issa. And again, if he carries it, how do you know that he's going to win in court more? Maybe he'll even lose in court. Still, there's an issa misayaya. It sounds like they're going, so unless you have both, you'll have that achron over there, that issa koi is eikav amgonayiv, is learned out because it's issa chomer. And then over here, you'll have this mechilta, the two together, maybe you can pull it off. It's very shver. But at the end of the day.
Is this new issa loisachmud now we're having?
Yeah. Loisachmud means eikav amgonayiv, eikav amgonayiv.
We had a
share
a couple years ago.
Is Lo Yisasave or Lo Yisasave that comes into, but you know, you could dash it, it's a drasha. Why one says Lo Yisasave, one says Lak Sakma? That Shini HaKosuv gives you this drasha as well. Maybe the fundamental is like Sakma, of course you have. But the Shini HaLoshana, the Pasek, tells you this drasha as well. And Mamela, it's going to come out, Rabbi. So at the end of the day, you just have to walk out with why, I don't know. But you're going to come out with that if somebody aids a ganev, it's also Mida Rice, even though it's Chat Ever Denar, even though Kola Terekul Mesei is only Yisad Rabbanan, aiding a ganev is Oikivaka Manaev. Like the Goyin and the Zisa Deraisa. All right, a good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.